Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Mishnayos Para, the sixth parak, Mishnahs 2 and 3. Hayakidush saf al pnei hamayim, Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Shimon omrim notol mikadosh. So if the sanctification floated on top of the water, Rav Meir and Rav Shimon say he may take it and sanctify it. V'chomrim kol shenaga b'mayim, the chum say that whatever actually touches the water, e mikadoshin bo, you cannot sanctify with it. Zalafes amayim v'nimsa kiddush milamatan. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon omrim minagev umikadosh. So if he emptied out the water and the sanctification is found at the bottom, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon says he dries them and sanctifies. V'chachamim omrim kol shenaga b'mayim ein mikadoshin bo. And this chachamim say, the sages say, whatever touched the water, you don't sanctify with it. So, as explained before, the halacha follows the sages in both instances, okay, that even if it first dried, once the ashes touch the water, their mitzvah has already been performed, and they're no longer fit to be sanctified. Mishnah 3. Hamikadosh b'shoket, b'hatzvi b'socha, afal pi shepiv sar kol shehu, hamayim shebesocha mekudashim. So, if a man was sanctifying in a trough, and a jug was in the trough, even though its neck was however narrow it was, the water in it is sanctified. Im hayas safug, hamayim shebesocha psulim. If there's a sponge, then the water is rendered unfit. Kate said, Yasa, how should he do this? Yizalaf ad shehu magig lispug. So what should he do? He should empty it until it reaches the sponge. Naga bespug, af al pi shehamayim safin al gabav kol shen psulin. And if he touched the sponge, even if the water is floating on it, whatever amount still floating on it, it's still rendered unfit because water issued from the sponge and mixed with the fit water, making it unfit. Tomorrow we'll learn Mishnayos 4 and 5.